5 years or something? It's been quite a long time. And
six?
Wow. Oh boy. So nobody take a photo of me with the gray hair that's suddenly sprouted that I keep shaving off. But yeah, and I really think, you know, you all are so lucky in Cork to have this, the best poetry night in the world. And it's a real pleasure to be here, and thanks to Paul and Philip for everything and for having me here. I came all the way from York, which, even though it rhymes with Cork, doesn't make it any easier to get here. And I had a 6-hour delay, which was fun. But I managed a shower, so...
You might get a refund for that.
I might, yeah. But they're very cagey. They don't want you to know why. They're like, oh, we can't, it's just beyond our control, so... So we'll see. So tonight I'm going to read a couple of poems from my first book, which I read from back in, 6 years ago, Consent, which is with Dora Press. And then I'm going to read from Mother Baby Home about Chum. So I'll just start by reading just a poem that takes me back called Grandma. And my grandmother in the US suffered from dementia, and it was right before I moved over to Ireland and then latterly the UK that I was really aware that that's what was going on. Grandma, I don't know if you noticed, but a cat has taken a bird and left a struggle of feathers on the porch. You know me, you don't know me, you know me. You burn through the bottoms of 4 coffee pots. You serve your grandchildren raw sausages on Sundays. When you're hungry, you eat ice cream. You forego shots of botulism in the face that used to stop the twitching in your eye. You are still beautiful. Like a baby mouse, your bones and veins breathe through your skin. You wear his sweater with the sleeves pushed up. Tuck fresh Kleenex under the wristband with discretion. You know him. Your eye twitches and hones. You don't know me, you know me, you don't know me, you know me. You, me. Take me to the kitchen. Show me how to do this. So I'll just read one more poem. Which again, it's weird. I mean, I think it's probably, you've probably heard many poets say this, and you probably say this yourself, as I'm aware there are many poets here tonight. You know, you write something and you think, oh, I hope that that's not going to matter anymore, that that's not very important anymore. And then, of course, it's still important. So this book takes a lot of American politics as its subject. And it was when Obama was president. So unfortunately, those things still apply and more. So I think that, you know, you think, oh, it's not important for me to write about these things right now because that's been covered, but actually it's still gotta be covered. So I come from quite a conservative family of what at the time, pre-Trump, were, you know, Tea Party Republican, sort of Catholic, hyper-Catholic, etc. You can fill in the blanks. So this is about a visit home to Indiana for Memorial Day, where all the military regalia comes out, and etc. On Red Arrow Highway, the cat's leg is rigor mortis in a salute. Children scramble on hands and knees in the cemetery, chasing hot shells that rain down from 21 guns. The U.S. Army chaplain holds a feather and a knife wrapped in beaded leather. He explains Memorial Day and the role of warriors in his tribe and in America. He prays to the earth, the Great Spirit, and Jesus Christ. That night at the table, my father says, they lost, the Indians. They should have fought harder. They should quit whining. I am holding a bone to my mouth. I am licking and biting and sucking. I am tossing it into a bowl of the others. I could counter with a list of fighting things. Drones, democratically elected leaders deposed and replaced by dictators, assisted ethnic cleansing, Fort Benning, the Glocks we buy for our kids to shoot on the ranges or at school. We sit and chew ribs with salt and beer. We separate spine from flesh. We talk with bones in our mouths. We talk with our mouths full of them. And what we say is dead and hollow. So obviously you can tell from my work that I'm quite a socially engaged poet. I'm also a really nice person, so it's like, you know, I know that that doesn't always come off probably in the work, but I think it would come as no surprise to you based on hearing my engagement with the politics of my own home country that obviously being transplanted to Ireland and latterly the UK, I'm engaging no less in the politics of those places, and in fact those politics have a lot of overlap, and in many instances I feel like enable each other. So that led me to write this, which is a 796-page book on St. Mary's and St. Mary's Mother and Baby Home in Chum, County Galway. And like I said, I feel like there's a real link and overlap between my upbringing in Indiana, the fact that I went to Mass many Sundays at the Basilica at the University of Notre Dame, and the ties between the two countries and the perceptions, particularly in attitudes towards women and sexuality, permeated my life, though not in the same way. But in some sense, I feel a kind of responsibility or a need to deal with that. So I don't think I need to probably explain to people here, fortunately, so or unfortunately. When I do readings elsewhere, I do need to explain that. So what I did to create these poems, can everybody hear me if I just step back a little bit? I'm like an American, so you can't. So what I did to create these poems is I made them only with words that come from archival sources related to the St. Mary's Mother and Baby Home. So that included sources going back to its status as a famine workhouse, so that was built in 1841, all the way up to when it was torn down. When I began working on the poems, I was using the source material that came into the media initially in 2014. And I was creating, you know, poems that looked, you know, a bit like this. And so the poems are highly visual as well as archival. And I was fortunate enough for Catherine Corliss to give me all of the files that she had in 2015. So it was built out of the work that she had done, but then also an ever-expanding archive of material that comes into my inbox through Google alerts. And that includes many different types of voices, the voices of the state, the voices of the church, the voices of survivors, the voices of opinionators, you know, whoever it might be, those voices are in that archive. And so that's the language that's in this text. So none of these words are mine, though I have clearly shaped them in some way. And I see this as a kind of a ritual act, and as something that is both very specific to Chum and to the specific lives that were there, but also to something that is quite generalizable in the sense that we, you know, I don't need to explain what the US president is doing right now to children and to women. So I think it has both of those things going through it. So what I'm gonna do is actually just read for now. So if you wanna get comfortable, if it gets a bit much, you're welcome to just step out for a minute. And I'm just gonna have a sip. The practice was Kelly Mary, 6 December, 1925, 6 months. to offer no pain relief, as suffering was regarded as part of her punishment. Four, the removal accelerated death. It was moved without the advice of the doctor treating it. Gorham Patrick, 20th April, 1926, 1 year, 9 months. One, searing emotional partings, 1.1, parted, 1.2, breaking, parting, 1.3, simple as that, 2, parting, 2.1, rending, 2.2, complexity of the partings, 2.3, to part, 3, Shaughnessy Martin, 18th April, 1926, 1.5 years, 3.1. Dump, 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 bury, 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 place, 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 put, 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 laid, 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 laid. Deposit, 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 left, 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 left. McWilliam Joseph, 5th March, 1926. 6 months. Dear name, I wish to inform you that I have checked the Chum home records for any entries relating to your mother and yourself. The record states that your birth mother, name, name, D-O-B-D-D-M-M-Y-Y-Y-Y, age 25 years, was admitted to the Chum home on D-D-M-M-Y-Y. It is documented that her next of kin was her father, Mr. Name, Surname, Town, County, and her admission to the Chum home was recommended by the parish priest in town. According to the records, she was single, living in Chum, and engaged in domestic duties at the time of her admission. It is recorded that she gave birth to you in the Chum home on the DDMMYY following a normal delivery. The pregnancy was described as full term, and you weighed 6¾ pounds. The records show that your mother was discharged from the home on DDMMYY, and you, O'Connell Patrick, 21st April 1926, 1 year, were later boarded out on the DDMMYY to the care of Mrs. Name, Surname, Townland, Town, County. I hope that the above information is useful, and please feel free to contact me if there are any outstanding issues for you. Yours sincerely. Fallen. Jury, Mary Teresa, 3rd February, 1931, 1 year. He lost his job in one story, acceded the story that is told, pleaded to be let out after he acceded to her. She pleaded, Warren Patrick, 25th February, 1928, 8 months. This will be a social history like no other. Previous debate, next debate, Nally Vincent, 8th March, 1929, 1 year, 9 months. Article 1, her so pale like porcelain, she wouldn't live past 5. Article 2, her bowel would protrude from her bottom. They would just push her bowels back inside her. O'Loughlin Mary, 10th March, 1927, 6 months. Tip 1, never read the comments section of articles. You will find the troublesome playing around of facts more than upsetting. That Galway County Council develop unused ground at the Dublin Road housing estate as a playground for the area. With due respect for the sensitive, Connolly John, 1st May 1926, 9 months. Nature of the area. Mulryan James, 10th April, 1928, 1 month. Old wounds. A second baby, a second offense. Purcell Bernadette, 5th August, 1940, 2.5 years. We cannot guarantee that the content or facilities of the website will always be current, accurate, or complete. Moreover, we cannot guarantee that access to the website won't be interrupted. The Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes and certain related matters reserves the right to remove, vary, or amend any of the content which appears on its website at any time and without prior. Fahy Mary Kate, 4th May, 1938, 3 years. 1, excavate and shift. 2, supply, place, roll. 3, supply and place. 4, provide. 5, provide. 6, level, rake, and seed. 7, provide. Flanagan Martin, 25th May, 1928, 1 month. The society, the state, the society that puts the girls, the society, the state, into the state, that puts the girls into this state. I was not able to help. But I tried my best. Devanny Mary, 18th November, 1927, 1.5 years. Farm animals or a certain valued species of dog are better treated than far humans and their insurgent need to review this whole system of boarding out children who have boarding out children by accident of birth, who have by accident of birth, have neither home nor Mahon Mary, 11th April, 1928, 5 weeks. We cannot judge the actions of the past by today's standards. Patterson Patrick, 27th March, 1927, 5 months. Sir, it was only in 1995 that stillbirths were registered in this country. Therefore, Kelly Patrick, 27th November, 1929, 2.5 months. A child was found playing with a baby's skull. Dorothy Margaret, 25th January, 1932, 8 months. Request for comment. Clohesi Joseph, 20th October, 1934, 2 months. Emotive sensitivities, a comprehensive statement. Ward Luke, 23rd February, 1934, 1 year, 3 months. With or without the will, lodging a formal sensitivities, look ridiculous statement. Unhappy, that was certain, over the fact. Now that these stories have come out, I just felt I, McCann Elizabeth Ann, 20th December, 1935, 5 months. Individualizing, matching the bones to create whole or semi-whole skeletons. Hundreds of neonatal Henry Martin Dermot and 1 and 2.5-year-olds all commingled protocols available to detect trauma network. All sides of the political divide, akin to some sort of subspecies, those whose siblings were treated in such a fashion and others, locations who were treated in the same fashion come to light, scale, brutalized by twin forces. We need to once and for all tell the church, my kind and years previous had no future. In a homily at Mass today, he described the news as a body blow, a small scoping exercise. McHugh, Catherine, 7th June, 1937, 4 months. The thick grass, the dark earth. Breely, Christina Martha, 12th January, 1945, 3.5 months. Are you in this photograph? Do you recognize anyone? Mannion James, 22nd February, 1945, 7.5 months. Unknow what was always and already known. Holohan Patrick, 9th March, 1945, 11 months. Best bone to use is the petrous bone, which contains the inner ear and is attached to the skull. This can work with children. Teeth are good for DNA, but the petrous bone is 5 times better. Haw, Nunn, 10th March, 1946, 10 minutes. It has come to the decision. A decision will be made by voting system. Fill in the form. Show a preference for an all-out, every vote and a few words of how you feel. Creely, Mary Frances, 19th March, 1946, 14 days. Frain, James, 18th March, 1946, 1 month. Then, in technical language, devoid of emotion, a shred of hope. Facilitate justice. Gravestone or urn. Keeney Bridget, 7th April, 1945, 2 months. No light at the end of the tunnel. We're being left out, light at the end of the tunnel. We're being left out of the tunnel to be blown away, to be left out in the wind, to be blown away. Step up to the plate. Classed risky scum, planning her interaction with his boss. Crucial documents, the language more immediate. Ellesmere Kenneth Anthony, 7th July, 1947, 1 day. Extremely sensitive, down the list, impossible to please all parties. I worked 7 days a week, every week, until I went into labor. Carol Mary Patricia, 30th July, 1947, 4 months. Remains known to be within a series of chambers, every reasonable effort, houses and gardens. It was a cold hug. The bond was broken. Maloney Margaret Mary, 7th August, 1947, 3 months. All juvenile remains, never even a kind or sympathetic word spoken to me. Tierney Josephine, 8th August, 1947, 8 months. The work was especially difficult, given that I and the other women who were pregnant protects the reputation of the family name, whose burial places were not recorded. Deasy Margaret Mary, 13th August, 1947, 3 months. Shroud of Shame, the most expensive and difficult course. Bain Martin Francis, 15th August, 1947, 3 months. I received an offer. It is not a settlement. It was not an indemnity because I was illegitimate. I was not allowed to be born in a regular hospital. Bennett Paul Dominic, 18th November, 1947, 2.5 months. Excavation of the Bon Secours mother and baby home and tomb will require new legislation, which will not be ready until the first quarter of next year. This is one of the poignant things. She had a handbag, and when she opened it, there was nothing inside. Carol Sarah, 20th November, 1947, 8 months. The wall is arbitrary. Malone Peter, 20th February, 1931, 1.5 years. Is only by piecing together that we can begin to develop full of the which existed, or deemed to have broken the of, is only by piecing together the of the, that we can begin to develop full of the of which existed, or deemed to have broken the of, is only by piecing together the of the experiences that we can begin to develop a full of the of which existed, or deemed to have broken the of, is only by piecing together of the, that we can begin to develop a full of the, of which We can begin to develop the full of the only by peace and Brennan Patrick Joseph, 1st April 1933, 5 weeks, together the of the that we can begin to develop a full of the of which existed, were deemed to have broken the, it's only by piecing together of the, that we can begin to develop a full of the, of which existed, to were deemed to have broken of, is only by piecing together of the, that we can begin to develop a full of the, of which existed, were deemed to have broken the complexity of forces which existed to, were deemed to have broken the, of is only by piecing together, were deemed to have broken the, of society. It is only by piecing together the of the that can no, only by piecing together the of the that can begin to develop a full of the of which that existed to were deemed to have broken. They can begin to develop a full picture of the of what existed. Women who were deemed to have broken the of is only by piecing together the of the that can begin to develop a full together the of the that can begin to develop a full of the of which existed were deemed to have broken. Develop a full of the of which existed. Were deemed to have broken, of is only by piecing together, were deemed to have broken, which existed, were deemed to have broken the, is only by piecing together the, were deemed to have broken, is only by piecing together the fragments of the, that we can begin to develop a full of the, of which existed, were deemed to have broken the, that can begin to develop a full picture of the, which existed, women who were deemed to have broken the, of is only by piecing together of the, that can begin to develop a full of the of which existed, were deemed to have broken the, were deemed to have broken the, which existed, were deemed to have broken the, which existed, were deemed to have broken the, is only by piecing together the, which can begin to develop together of the, that can begin to develop a full of the, which existed, to develop a full picture of the, which existed, women who were deemed to have broken the, is only by piecing together. Were deemed to have broken is only by piecing together that we can begin to develop a full together. We're deemed to have broken only by piecing together. We're deemed to have broken the is only by piecing together the of that can begin to develop a full of the of which existed. We're deemed to have broken the of is only by piecing together the that can begin to develop a full of which existed to. We're deemed to have broken the is only by piecing together. End with one more poem going back 6 years, and I'm hoping that this poem kind of points towards what this work is trying to do, and what when I do the entire thing it's trying to do. Now the racked bodies of charred rabbits have disappeared from the fields. And the village is flooded with people who can't speak the language. Each day we help each other peel back our eyelids despite the sun. We prepare food with a rusting knife made by a child we don't know, laboring on the other side of the world. We sharpen 100 pencils each and work on new lines to press into our palms, new veins to line our legs, new omniscience to goad our hearts. 2. To displace the obelisks, stacked stone, to invent new trumpets, tubas, saxophones, to march, to attack first with rosemary, then predictions, to demand money, to accept tears, to run up the street from our offices in our high heels, to grab our babies, to feed them from our breasts, then and there, to light candles in the grotto, to light so many, it will explode. 3. I squat over these rising white ribbons, these maggots, reaching and twisting themselves from a rotting leg joint. They promise me there are salves for all of this, salves stronger than nuclear waste, with a smell that could fill a church like incense. Biologists say a maggot's whole body is covered with ocular cells, eyes that never blink. They always respond to the light.
Powerful. Thank you so much. Can we have a big round of applause?